Now, it's a bank holiday weekend here in Britain, which, as anyone who spent any time in Britain will know, means that it is guaranteed to rain. In fact, it already has. Unfortunately, for our colleagues on the PM programme on Radio 4 here yesterday, the weather turned sour early. Having already lost one colleague due to the temperamental British weather, the presenter, Eddie Mair, found out that when your luck's out, your luck's really out.
Now, this next item uses the same technology that we tried with Carolyn, so stand by. Last time we caught up with the official election artist. He was at Stirling Motorway Services. He is Simon Roberts, a photographer who's travelling the country by camper van. He's parked now, once again, next to Nigel Wrench. It's not raining, Nigel, is it?
It is raining, but the election artist's assistant is holding an umbrella above the satellite phone, so we might just be all right.
Well, there you are.
And there he was gone. Don, as a seasoned broadcaster, has that happened to you?
It brings back memories of my darkest, emptiest quarter hour in Iraq just before the war in 2003.
Right. Well, we'll hear more about that in a minute. This is what then happened, because, you know, you get Phil handily screamed in your ear. So with 5 minutes to go to the end of the programme, you can be sure Eddie's, excuse me, considerable ad-libbing skills were tested to the full. And even after reading a couple of emails, he forged bravely on.
Now, have we got any chance of getting hold of Nigel? All right, well, I'm delighted to introduce to you at the last minute and at great expense, Paddy O'Connell from Broadcasting House. Thank goodness you're not on the satellite.
Well,
a light shower is enough to stop a satellite from broadcasting. You'd think, you know, I don't want to get into this whole man on the moon discussion, but I don't know how that's possible.
Well, I can preview, take a few moments of your time to preview Broadcasting
House.
Well,
get on to that. But, I mean, you would have thought, wouldn't you, that, I mean, what do broadcasters in rainy countries do? I mean, in Hong Kong, for example, where it's always either raining or damp, and you think humidity is just unbelievable. They must do outside broadcasts, mustn't they? I mean, they must.
I like what you just said there. Is it a Noel Coward song? In Hong Kong, where it's always rainy and damp.
Something, something, something. Clunk.
Exactly.
But that is the difficulty. We have this technology. We can report from the far-flung corners of the world, such as Luton, which Carolyn was trying to broadcast from earlier. And it's just not possible if there's a light shower within 30 miles, which is unfortunate. And Nigel couldn't bring us his coverage of the election artist despite travelling some way.
He did pretty well, really, didn't he?
He's clearly very, very gifted. He's a great dribbler, isn't he?
So what did you do in the circumstances you mentioned earlier?
I was up for a Sunday morning programme and from the top of a hotel in Baghdad. And of course, the inevitable question was, what's the mood? And when you're talking about a totalitarian society, you're lying immediately because nobody wants to talk to you, and they certainly want to tell you the truth. And so I gabbled on about what I thought the mood might be and what the straws in the wind were. And then I got another question, which in effect was, what's the mood? And I realized, and there was another voice saying, you just have to carry on. And so we went... I desperately went through a sort of a tour of totalitarian countries I had been to and lived in, like China and Russia, and my wife, who's Czech, and the Czech regime. And this had nothing, obviously, to do with weapons of mass destruction, which weren't there either. And I didn't know how to finish. And when I did, exhausted, I heard a little voice in my ear saying, well, he certainly was gabbling, wasn't he?
Well, we must end there as well.